The concept actually came from our Skunk Works group, GovLab, which is a group of some of our best and brightest young folks who are work on research projects and innovation over the course of a year. And it came from a group of young 20-somethings who basically would have gone into government traditionally, but there's a lot of kind of barriers to it now in terms of how it works. And so they helped develop a concept of what a government workforce of the future might look like to attract tomorrow's workforce. And essentially, it builds off the notion of cloud computing. And cloud computing is basically an online repository of knowledge and skill sets, and simply that you can tap into at any time. And what the Fed Cloud is it's similar, but it's a human cloud. It basically says that we're going to take a lot of the people who are operating now in federal agencies, who are in particular agencies and might spend their whole career there, and bring them up and put them in a cloud where they could essentially be called on to do important projects and so forth, initiatives across different federal agencies, depending on what the need was.
Now, this report says rather than existing in any single federal agency, many federal workers could reside in the cloud, making them truly government-wide employees. These free agents would bring individual skills and expertise into dynamic teams on an as-needed basis to solve problems across a variety of mission areas. Now, the one issue that I see popping up about this right away, Bill, is cultural, and you and I have talked about it off the air a number of times, and it's getting agencies to let go of the idea that this is mine, whether it's IT or people or anything.
Well, absolutely. But in a way, there are barriers in terms of letting go of it, but there are also some massive advantages for agencies. Let's just take the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was just stood up about a year and a half ago after the financial crisis. They had to hire 1,000 people or more very, very quickly. Now, it was a very, very difficult process to surge up like that, and they had a very particular skill sets they needed in terms of people who understood different regulations, inspectors. They had web designers, people with expertise in analytics, and they had to start from scratch, essentially. In our model, the CFPB would have been able to reach up into the cloud, essentially, and look for all those different skill sets they need and who actually has them right now, who they can bring into it, whether it's on a permanent or even temporary basis. So, in fact, they would have been able to surge up much more quickly to get the skill sets they need. And when you think about how fast the world is changing right now and technology and all these needs, government can't move fast enough in terms of changing those skill sets, and this offers an ability to, for example, now all the agencies are looking for people with expertise in data analytics, and 2 years from now it may be something else, and this means that you don't have to hire all those people permanently to come into an agency. You can surge up depending on those skill sets that you need that can actually fit those particular problems you're looking for. So really big advantages from a flexibility standpoint for governments, especially in this age of austerity.
And I understand that flexibility, but I'm imagining you or somebody from OPM or somebody else at a congressional hearing where a member of Congress is saying, well, what are these people doing when they're just in the cloud, when they haven't been picked up by an agency to do a specific job?
Well, it would actually be similar as you would see how consulting firms and others work, where you try to keep people utilized for a good 80-90% of the time, and they're scheduled in a way to move on to other projects, and basically you have a scheduling system that enables that, and some of what they're doing in that time in between projects is they're getting training and they're getting skilled up in some of these new skills like data analytics and performance measurement or forensics and other areas where traditionally they wouldn't have time to do, and they earn experience points not only for projects but for that skilling up. And that's a big issue. Right now governments spend far less on training than the private sector does, and this model also gives an opportunity for people to continually advancing their skills. Now, I think it's important to understand that the government workforce model we have for the U.S. federal government was designed for a whole different era. It was designed for the industrial era. It was designed for an era in the 1950s when clerks comprised, most of the majority of the government workforce, and they were in the bottom five grades performing repetitive tasks. And that was the majority of the workforce then. But by, you know, today, that's only about 15% of the federal workforce falls within the bottom five grades. Most of it is over 56% in the top five grades. And so that's a shift towards creative, collaborative, and complex work, but we have this workforce structure designed for the clerks of the 1950s. It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't work very well in today's world.
There are a lot of ideas here, Bill, and I'm pleased that on October 17th you're going to join me by phone, and Dan Helfrich of Deloitte will be in studio with me to talk some more about this, to really dig into this concept and talk about places in the private sector where it's being used now and how they might look working in the federal government. And I appreciate you being on today to introduce this idea to me.
Great, and people can Google it, just at Deloitte Fed Cloud, and what will come up also is a video that shows a really interesting video on the concept shot by middle school students who are talking about the kind of workforce that they want to go into and what would draw them into government. I think people will get a big kick out of that video.
All right, we're going to make it a lot easier than Google. We're going to link it up on the in-depth page at federalnewsradio.com.
Terrific. Thanks so much for your time, Francis, and we'll see you soon.